Springfield Business First on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
One of my favorite people is in studio this afternoon doing double duty today. She's with the Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau, but also here to talk about another organization that is very tied into that ongoing effort of not only getting people to Springfield, but making sure they have a great time when they're here. Amy Beadle is here. Amy, welcome. Great to have you here.
Thanks, Jim. You're one of my favorites as well.
Well, bless your heart. Let's start before we get into the event we're going to be talking about next week and the organization that's putting it on. Let's talk big picture with the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Sure.
It is the organization, the agency that is tasked with getting people to come see our community and to see what it's like here in Springfield and why it's a great place to bring family, whether it's for leisure, for business, for conventions, things like that. Just the overview, what does that effort entail? And are you focused primarily on leisure travel, vacationers? Is it business travelers? Who's the target?
Well, that is a great question. I think I got the question right. Basically, I look at my job and our organization as the lead cheerleaders for the city of Springfield, letting the world know what a great and cool place Springfield is and why would you want to come here. And so we are tasked in many ways. You mentioned leisure tourism. We have convention and meetings, all of that. So we are tasked with putting forth the effort to get that word out. And we do that by many different channels with a very small group of people. We have our sales associates who are focused on the convention and meetings. It's no secret that Springfield is a convention-driven, meeting-driven city. So we have almost 4,000 room nights here in this city. That is not something that leisure-wise we would fill that many rooms on a regular basis to have that many hotels. But we have the great convention space. We have the Bank of Springfield Center. We have the two hotels downtown. We have the Crown. And so we need to bring in large scale groups to fill the rooms and fill that space, sell the food products and all of that. So what our sales team does is they will do anything from cold call prospecting through our sales database to literally going out and attending trade shows that meeting planners come to, sitting face-to-face with them and just sharing with them why Springfield, why would Springfield make a great choice for your meetings. And we share things like we're conveniently located, we're a great drive Midwest location. Being on 55 and 72, it's perfect when you're coming in for a regional meeting. And, you know, the Abraham Lincoln sites, all of the culinary, food trails, beverage trails. I mean, Springfield really is a super cool place. And so we are tasked with staying current with what's happening here and then sharing it with the world with the hopes that we will be able to increase our lodging efforts, because that is how our organization is funded. Our organization within the city is funded by exclusively the hotel and motel tax. So if someone's staying in a bed, that's who's paying for our organization.
And the numbers—the numbers you gave me off air are pretty impressive in terms of the number of conventions and meetings and things that are booked through you. And mm-hmm. obviously, sometimes people just do things on their own or just go straight to a hotel and do a little gathering there. Mm-hmm. But folks that you're involved with, it's really impressive numbers when you think about it.
It really is. And the way that we track it is if we book the piece of business and bring it into Springfield. Or if we what we call service that, which is where a hotel may book that, but they let us know about it. And then we provide them additional services to make their experience full and complete. Because at the end of the day, our only calling card is going to be what is the experience in Springfield that is different than somewhere else. Everywhere has hotels. Everywhere has a convention center. Why is Springfield different? What makes us unique? So we have our services as well. But combined, we track around 200 conventions and meetings a year that we either sell or service through our office. And that's just probably a small drop in the bucket compared to the Wyndham and the President Abraham Lincoln Hotel and the Crown, the State House, all those hotels, the Northfield. They're taking bookings all day long through their own sales folks. So the number of meetings and conventions in Springfield is very impressive.
And that's an average, again, about four a week. And some of these mm-hmm. are huge gatherings that come into town here.
Absolutely.
So it's impressive. As you noted, though, it's one thing to get them here. It's another thing to make sure they have a great time once they're here and they find it impressive. Which brings us to the issue of customer service. And one of the reasons Amy Beadle is here today with the Convention and Visitors Bureau is because of the Central Illinois Customer Service Association. You folks are involved with this. Yeah. Tell me about this group. Who makes it up? What's the mission here?
Okay. Well, our mission, bottom line, is to make Springfield, Illinois, the friendliest city in Illinois. Hands down, that's what we're out to do every day. So we do that through a volunteer board. We have 10 board members that serve volunteer-wise, who do all of the legwork, all of the planning, all of the putting together of our events. Our membership is very unique and diverse, which is very exciting because we all learn from each other in different ways. We look to bring together like-minded people who want to raise their level of customer service, raise their staff's level of customer service. And we have everything from a small business owner, an entrepreneur, to government, to not-for-profits, to large corporations like Bunn, banks, BOS, INB. All of your main players are at the table, which we're really, really excited about. We want to continue to spread the word and have people join us so that we can get that done all across the entire city. And sometimes it's difficult if people don't know that they need that to kind of convince them that maybe that would be a great way for them to add some additional staff training. Not every business has the ability or the manpower to train. And so we're trying to find a solution where four times a year we bring in a high-level keynote speaker, and then three or four times a year we get together and network and socialize to share with each other our experiences, which is equally as important. And we try to have our keynote speakers understand and format to talk to the entry-level employee all the way up to the top leadership. We want this for everyone. And basically it's raw takeaway. Walk out of that room with your notes and implement something today type of training.
What was the impetus for this? Was this seen as something that was lacking in Springfield?
I believe that the initial thought was we can do better. And if at any point we don't feel that way, we're doing ourselves a disservice. And so when you have a group of like-minded people who say that we're dedicated to customer service ourselves and that we see this as an issue in our city, what can we do to make a difference and not just complain or be upset about it? And so this came together, and over the course of the last 4.5 years, we now have a membership base of around 175 members, which is pretty decent for a small group. And we do offer both individual memberships and corporate so that anyone can afford to join us. We always invite people to come at least once or twice, complimentary if they'd like, because once they experience not only the speakers, but the group's energy is incredible. So if we post that an event is going to start at 7:30, we have people there at 7:10, 7:15, and that room fills up and we can't get them to sit down and stop. And it's amazing at that hour of the morning, because most events, if you go to of a morning, it's a little like, where's the coffee?
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and sit over here and drink this coffee.
It's a little like The Walking Dead, actually.
Yeah, a little bit. And so for our groups, I just always stand back and I'm in awe of that, because the energy and the information that gets shared, again, that priceless, we can't teach that stuff. You have to give your own life lessons. And we're seeing that. We're seeing partnerships and collaborations come out of people knowing each other. It's been really exciting.
Talking with Amy Beadle, Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau, also with the Central Illinois Customer Service Association. And that brings us to an event coming up next week. This will actually be an afternoon event, so most everybody should be wide awake for it. but it's going to be a panel discussion. Tell us about this.
So one thing that we've done is we are trying to annually have what we consider to be our signature event. So I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But this has become a signature event for us. This is normally our November, early December, with the short turn between Thanksgiving and Christmas. We kind of thought we better maybe do it before Thanksgiving this year. So this is our signature event where we bring together local business owners who are highly respected in our community, who run high-level businesses, who have very solid practices and reputations. And what better people to learn from, to pick their brains and to just kind of, see how they do what they do. So we've done this panel discussion each year. It's entailed different people and kind of different topics and questions. This year, we decided on a topic called What Keeps You Up at Night? And I'm pretty sure we could all just sit down right now and hammer out a legal pad sheet full of that might be. But from a business aspect, and that rolls into personal as well, we just kind of want to say, what are the issues? What are those reoccurring issues? And probably everyone in the room is going to nod their head and say, yes, I deal with that in some form or way. And want to talk to these folks and say, you know, you make it look so easy, and we know it's not. So help us out to understand, how can my business be stronger, thereby my leadership being stronger, making my people stronger and our customer service stronger.
That's what jumped out at me about this, is that this is a panel full of some of the most accomplished business people in the community. Mm-hmm. And you're right, they do make it look easy. Mm-hmm. And the fact that there are things there that they are sweating through, that they worry about, I think that that's helpful to other people to say, you know, I'm not in this alone. Other people who have succeeded and thrived, they go through this too. They know what I'm dealing with. That's a very important thing.
Absolutely. And I would just like to do a call out to who those folks are. And I would also like to preface that with, all of these are members of our organization. Mike Pence was a founding board member.
Not to be confused with the U.S.
Not the vice president.
Correct,
right.
Yeah.
No, the Mike Pence.
Yes.
The Springfield, Illinois Mike Pence. Not that vice president.
Yeah.
Mike Pence from Bank of Springfield. Chris Butler from Butler Funeral Homes. And Jim Britton of Express Employment Professionals. As you said, very high level, highly regarded, top professionals in our city. And not only are we excited that they're going to be on our panel and we're all going to be able to learn from them, but we're excited that every one of them are a member and their businesses see value in what we're doing. And the more businesses that we get, Mosquito Joe just became a member last month. And typically what happens is we are all out our little soldier of board, inviting people. We're also passionate about it. We just want everyone to know. And then we say, hey, just come a time or two. And then before long, they're just, they're hooked, because they're like, this is nothing that we've seen in Springfield like this before. So, and our panel will be moderated by the one and only Desiree Logsdon. So she does a fantastic job. We have a great series of questions. I've seen them. They're really going to be good. So if people would like to come, anyone is welcome. They can just go on our website and register. And I know you have that information, and we'll have it up on your site as well. It's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The actual panel discussion will be from 4 to about 5:30. Then we also, as part of our signature event for the holidays, we have our annual holiday social. So immediately following, Illini Country Club will be providing us some amazing appetizers. We're going to have a little bit of music. And then we use this as a give back as well. We're all very philanthropic people that serve on the board. And so we do a Toys for Tots drive. And we just ask if people would consider bringing a toy or two for a Toys for Tots drive. So always a great event. The actual event, if need be, can be 4 to 5:30, but we hope that you'll stay and enjoy.
Absolutely.
So
again,
next
Tuesday, the Illini Country Club. And again, you can find out more through the Central Illinois Customer Service Association Facebook page. I've linked to it with the show thread on my page. Or you can go to their website, which is CILCSA, Central Illinois Customer Service Association, CILCSA-Springfield.com. Also, as we noted, a membership affordable, but has a lot of perks that go along with it, including access to a whole bunch of events. And you've got a calendar already filling up rapidly for 2020.
We do. I will say that we are quite proud of ourselves and where we've come in the last 4 years. Not that we ever were winging it in a bad way, but can you wing it in a good way? I think you can wing it in a good way.
I think you can, absolutely.
It was a little bit more like we were getting going and so forth. And now the organization is just so impressive, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. We actually have our educational events. Our first educational event, we're extremely excited about. It's next February. It's February 5th. And it's going to be with Lori Guest, and she is a customer service keynote. She's a trainer. Several of our salespeople have been at some of our top conventions and seen her speak, and we're very, very excited. She's going to have some great takeaways. Then we'll do an event again the week of May 3rd during National Travel and Tourism Week. We'll do our customer service week in October, our signature event there at the Dove Center, and then we'll do our panel discussion again in December. Also with our socials, we've got our first social plan for March 25th. We're going to do a nice outing that evening at the Ace Sign Company Museum to kind of go back there. We have not been there for several years. So we do have some great speakers with the partnership with Visit Springfield. And so tying that to get back to that to point that you made, one side of my hat of many colors, one side of that is to sell our city and to just convince every single person that I can that this is the place to spend your vacation and this is the place to host your convention, and encourage the people who work for us every day to have that same excitement. But then it would be a little bit counterproductive when we get them here. and they have a poor customer service experience. And not only do they not want to come back themselves, but they want to tell everyone else not to come to Springfield. And so it's very personal and close with the Convention and Visitors Bureau Visit Springfield and the Customer Service Association, which is why we are now a presenting sponsor of that, to help balance out the work that we're doing. Bring them here and treat them so well that not only will they come back repeatedly, but they're going to tell all their friends to take their vacations and have their conventions and meetings in Springfield. So it makes perfect sense. I get to be blessed to wear both hats and see the whole spectrum of how it comes together.
And it doesn't work unless you have both sides of that equation. So definitely, if you understand and appreciate the importance of good customer service to both get people here and to keep them here and get them coming back again in the future, you'll want to check out the Central Illinois Customer Service Association. You can find them on Facebook or the website CILCSA-Springfield. Or head to the event next Tuesday, 4 to 7 p.m. at Illini Country Club. Amy Beadle with the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Central Illinois Customer Service Association. Thank you so much for being here this afternoon, and best of luck with the event next week.
Thank you.
This has been Springfield Business First on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.